Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Sanspans Radio, kiss me on my lips.
Hey everyone, after a very successful tour of Australia, our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, is continuing its Git Cook tour for the Melbourne International Comedy Fest. We're performing for two shows only, Saturday the 14th and 21st of April. Head to sanspansradio.com/live for info on venue, times, and where to grab tickets. Both shows are completely different topics, and under 18s are welcome, but come with a parent or guardian. Ideally your nan, she loves it when we talk Avengers to her. Once again, head to sanspantsradio.com/live to grab your tickets today.
Welcome to episode 2 of The Search for a Helm, a D&D is for Nerds adventure. Provlessly.
So Grace, You are a knight of the realm, a knight in good standing, very important knight. You have the king's ear himself. You have been sent down to Fairburn Point to look for a specific person, a seer, known as a helm.
Next, we're going to jump to, we'll say, Sir Hector.
Yes, the beautiful.
Sir Hector the beautiful, you're going to give yourself the title?
Yes.
Right. Well, Vengeance's rider, her name is Tiffany Grace, because she's a tiefling. She didn't name herself. Keen-eared listeners will see that I'm also a Grace, like my adopted father. Dad, as he's known to me.
It's a bit of a scandal that you have a tiefling as a daughter, especially adopted. You chose a tiefling.
It's a bit tricky for me because, you know, I know he chose me, but he also doesn't want me.
The house sigil is whatever you want it to be.
It's a slipper. Dainty woman's slipper.
What would you like your house motto to be?
Give me time. I'll come back to you on that
one. In the distance, you can also see, not just the Lonely Tower, but off to the east, you can see a massive column of smoke. You know, quite obviously, that whatever made this column of smoke would have had to been simply enormous. Some sort of gigantic fire or some, like, sort of awful incident has occurred. You can quite obviously tell.
We're looking for a help.
Who?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Try and keep as little as possible.
Get the hood up.
Yeah, I flipped the hood up. I actually have a cape here.
Yeah, you would have a cape.
Yeah,
sure.
I pull the hood up and try and cry really subtly.
Oh, God.
Get a point of inspiration.
Yes.
You make your way through Fairburn Point to the city keep. Once you get inside the keep, there's this massive hallway, which the city guard takes you to a side of. Mm-hmm. And in the side hall, it's like a dining area. There's these three massive wooden tables, long ones with many chairs at them. You imagine, you know, for feasts and such. Right now, there's nothing set out at the table, but there's a maid who looks like she's setting plates for a meal. When you guys come in, she looks at you and gives you all like very quizzical looks. Vasha walks over to her and is like, it's fine. Just go fetch the Lord. And she, you know, hurries off to fetch the Lord.
I sit down at the table.
Good afternoon. And we sit down.
Vasha nods and says, I'll be off.
Thank you a bunch.
Thank
Vasha.
You.
Vasha, you're a big help.
I wave with my tail as it's leaving.
Always bet on Pierce, Adam. Remember?
Pierce, pick a color.
Purple.
Blue.
Pierce, purple and blue. All the colors of the rainbow.
Hector and Tiffany, you both notice as he sort of bows a little bit to leave, you can tell, first off, when he opens the door, he doesn't head towards the exit. He heads in another direction. And second off, you just from the way that he sort of said goodbye and what he was doing before, you're like, he had an ulterior motive and he's going to go do that ulterior motive now. So you're not sure what that is.
I'm staring off into the middle distance.
So Grace, whatever he had planned, he's doing it.
I would like to very slowly rise from where I am. Vasha.
Vasha's gone at this point.
Oh, he left?
Wow. Yeah, he left.
It's fine. I sit back down.
Oh,
should we follow him?
Should we?
I can follow him.
We'll sort out whatever when it happens. We'll
I begin taking off my gauntlets. I assume it, I have armor.
If it's going to be a problem, yeah. when it happens, that's when we'll deal with it.
I unhook myself.
We don't
myself.
Know where he's going. You know.
A side door opens after maybe 10 minutes of waiting. A side door opens and the maid comes back out. She's got a tray laden with tea, scones, biscuits, that sort of the like. She sets it down in front of you and nearly drops it when she like is trying to not stare at you three.
Radio.
She starts pouring you tea as two more people come in. A very elderly looking man. He looks just like age and time has destroyed this human being.
Wow.
Imagine from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
What's that? King of the Rowan or whatever?
Yeah, like, yeah, I know
the guy's got a worm tail whispering in his ear. Yeah, yeah.
He eats chicken gross.
Yes.
Remember, he eats chicken and Pippin sings him a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought chicken gross was its own product. I've heard of chicken wings, but I've not heard of chicken gross.
You just get the grossest parts of the chicken.
It's like you get your giblets and you know the little dangly bit in the turkey?
Yeah.
That, put it in a bowl, get some spices, mix it up and fry it. There you go.
Chicken gross.
Chicken gross.
It sounds all right, to be honest.
It's not even all chicken.
Chicken and turkey gross.
Turkey gross.
Turkey gross.
He's walking into the room supported by what you assume to be a knight. Not wearing armor, but his finery and heraldry on his clothing leads you to believe that he would be a knight. Let's just give you guys a quick check.
See if we know these people.
No, you don't. No, well, you would probably, like, it's impossible to not know that the older man is Lord Michael Clark.
Yep.
You don't know who the younger man is, but he looks quite charming. A little bit older, like maybe around Sir Grace's age, but he's aged a great deal nicer. He's got this like sort of very pleasant expression, almost a little dreamy, as he leads Michael Clark to sit down with you.
Good evening.
Very slowly, the Lord is lowered into a seat, and he leans backwards and says, "How can I help you?"
Good evening, Lord Clark. We're here looking for the seer. I believe his name is Ahelm.
Yes.
We've come from Candor. King Liam has requested that we get his services.
The Lord opens his mouth as if to speak, but he doesn't make any noise for like 10 seconds. Finally, the knight puts a hand on his shoulder and says, "The Lord would probably like to inform you that he does not know of Ahelm."
Ah.
Can he not inform us himself?
We could wait.
I think we'll
he
wait.
He pats the Lord's shoulder. The Lord looks up at the knight, looks down at you and nods and gestures.
Okay.
Yes, I do not know of an Ahelm.
Right.
I'm very sorry. I was wondering, perhaps, do you know what is happening with all the refugees outside?
Refugees? The knight sort of shifts to have two arms, one on each shoulder of the Lord. There are people at the gate, my Lord. They are refugees from Sunsun. You remember Sunsun? The Lord looks up at the knight and slowly nods like, "Yes, that's right. There was a terrible thing happened there." The knight nods and says, "Yes, there was a dreadful accident. The ground was torn apart by some force, yes. And you remember Jones's Bluff?" The Lord nods, "Yes. Was it goblins? Orcs, my lord. It was orcs." The knight looks at you guys and says, "What do you need? A helm?"
Yes, we're after a helm.
Yeah.
Well, my name is Sir Terry Burr. I'm kind of the highest knight around here. I don't think you need to trouble the Lord with this. He like tries to whisper it to you guys.
Yeah, no, fair enough. You can lead us to a helm then, I'm taking it.
I can't lead you to a helm, but I know someone who can help you with this, who knows a helm personally.
That's good to hear.
The Lord looks up, a helm? It's okay, my lord. It's okay. We'll
don't worry.
Enjoy some tea and some biscuits. You just stay here. I'll fix this all up for you.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you very
much,
Sir
Burr.
Sir Terry Burr leaves.
Enjoy some scones. Chat to the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, not too much. I don't want him to pop something.
Yeah. I smile and nod and just keep. I put my hood back on. I try not to scare him.
Don't want to give up.
Terry Burr, not so Terry Burr. Sorry. Well, actually, neither of them though would have been very startled by your appearance. Either they're accustomed to it, you doubt that, or they're just not afraid of you. You see that as more likely.
Okay, good. That's I take good. Two scones.
They're nice. Very nice. They're, what do you call them? Soda bread. Very nicely made. Possibly this morning.
Oh, yum.
Still warm from the oven.
Mm. Yeah. I sip my tea, I eat the soda bread. Yeah. Look out the window, munch slowly.
Make small talk with the king.
With the lord.
Mm-hmm.
The lord asks you, you're here for half an hour. Across that half hour tea break, the Lord Michael Clark asks you why you are here three times.
By the third time, it's like, we're just on a visit.
Yeah, he nods. Oh, that's nice. That's delightful.
It's a lot. Very nice.
We came to see you.
How are you? It's very nice. You're a very polite young lady. Has anyone ever told you that?
I wish. I look at Dad sadly.
I pointedly don't lock eyes.
I don't mean to be rude, but you look sickly.
Yeah, oh. It's fine. We're dealing with it.
Thank you for noticing.
It's okay, he says.
These scones are helping. Thank you very much. Can I take a third?
You can take as many as you want. At some point, because you've been here for so long, at some point the maid comes back out and refreshes everything.
Excellent. I drink so many cups of tea.
I whisper a nice, like, but sincere, like, thank you to the maid.
Thank you. You rule.
She doesn't say anything. She just nods. And as she tries to leave, Lord Michael Clark puts a hand up for her. Have you seen Kate? And the maid shakes her head. No, I haven't, my lord. Not today. Would you like me to go get her? No. It's okay. No, wait. Tell her we have guests. The maid goes off.
Right here.
Ooh, let's meet Kate.
So why are you here again?
We're lost. Fell out of the sky.
Is it not your birthday?
The sky?
Yeah, the sky.
My gosh.
Poof, into the ground.
That's a long way to fall.
It is. Where you survived, though?
Sir Grace, this is...
We're doing fine. He's not going to remember.
I know that, but you don't have to.
He'll forget in, like, you know, the next 5 minutes.
I guess he will, but he's still a lord.
The door to the main hall opens, and Sir Terry Burr comes in with another man. The man, he's got this, like, wicked, almost sharp-looking face. You know, some people have, like, very angled faces. Mm. He's got something like that. It's like stubble and such. He looks like he hasn't slept very well for a little while. He looks hurried and exhausted. Okay. The man sits down across from you and Sir Terry Burr sits down on your side of the table. The man dumps some papers in front of him and says, my name is Oskarket.
Oskarket.
I'm a lord here. Hello, my lord. He turns around to Michael Clark. Oskarket. They exchange pleasantries.
Mm-hmm. It is lovely to meet you.
We were hoping to see a helm.
The king requests his presence.
Why? What business do you have with a helm?
Again, the king requests
king
his
Liam
presence.
The Grey requests the presence of a helm. He requires his services, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what authorities has the king given you? Has he, at all costs? What is this sort of a...
We're here to escort a helm back to Kandor.
You know he's not just going to come with you.
Why not?
The
king is making the request.
Well,
in case we didn't mention,
in case you didn't know about this, but Skarket is. I'm not Skarket. I'm a Skarket.
That's true.
A helm.
Good job, buddy.
Shut the fuck up.
No. We're here having a pleasant conversation.
A helm is a little insane. Oh. He's gone off the reservation, if you will. He's leading a cult.
Doomsaying
cult.
Well, we could get him to start his cult with us.
This is very interesting.
You can get him out of my hair, I'd appreciate that, to be honest.
I just lean back, put my head in my hand. Oh, God.
Do you happen to know where he is? Do you happen to know where he is?
I have an idea of where he is. He shuffles his papers and brings out this map. It's a map of the surrounding countryside. He unrolls it for you guys.
It never is.
But maybe we can find...
This is so typical.
So,
what kind of cult do you think he runs?
Not a good one.
A doomsday cult, Oskarket repeats. It doesn't help that...
You have to realize that most cults, they're not very good. Every cult is generally...
I mean, it amounts to the same thing. You bring in a big...
You bring in a big thing.
Something.
They either kill themselves or some others. And then the big thing comes and causes bullshit. Mm. It is not pleasant.
It would be nice to belong.
Okay. So
I look at Sir Grace.
Where I divert the conversation. Where are we? where are we to go?
About a fortnight ago, Terry Burr told you about it. The There was some incident at Sunsen.
Yeah.
He just mentioned there was that. The Michael Clark said.
Well, we're still trying to work out what happened. We're not 100% sure, but yeah. A lot of people were killed. So things were thrown into a bit of a disarray. And in the disarray, a band of goblins and hobgoblins and some orcs came down and just started picking in among the wreckage. They were, you know, just like vultures feeding upon a corpse. A helm was either around the wreckage or coming towards the wreckage of the town at about the same time. He kicks up with a bunch of these tribes and starts organizing them together. Eventually, they become this massive raiding party, which has since attacked Jones's Bluff.
Oh, God.
No. Right, yes, that was what some of the refugees
were. The moment I heard that there were orcs in the Bluff, I knew we would end up there.
Well, I mean, this is the joy of being an adventurer. This is what we do as protectors of the realm.
The town was raided. Many people were able to escape, yeah. But well, of those who remained, a helm organized them in the town square and had them draw lots. Even numbers were killed, odd numbers were set free. Some bullshit about the randomness of his god.
Ah.
Right.
That's awful.
Right. So he's still doing this, just going around to towns, just raiding them.
Since then, we've not heard anything of him, but we do know that him and his tribes are in the forests just north of Jones's Bluff.
I know we need to take in him to take the seer to see the king, but what he's doing is very much against God.
Do you think the king wants to see him?
Maybe he needs to be put down.
Look, I know what the job is. The job is we get him, you know, by whatever cost. That was the deal, yeah, from the king, from King Liam?
Well, the king didn't know about this. The king requested his presence. He didn't initially respond, so he sent you guys to go check that, make sure he's okay, and to bring him back.
Do I feel like this is the one chance? Do I feel like it's an at all costs kind of situation, or is it more like, look,
what about mission parameters?
Yeah.
You feel like if you capture a helm and bring him before the king's gonna have him executed.
Ah,
so if you want, you could bring him before the king to meter out justice, or you can be the justice. It's up to you. But ultimately, the king isn't going to stand for this.
Yeah, no, well, we can't be having...
I don't think what the king wants from a helm is no longer important. What we need to do is either be our own judge, jury, and executioner here.
You know what this means, though? This means that when we get back to Kandor, King Liam's going to be like, thank you so much, Sir Grace. Thank you, Jordan. Now, I know of another seer in another part of the realm. Can you go get that seer? And
thank you.
Well, yes,
but then it's no matter what. Look, what proof do you have that it is a helm that is doing this?
A lot of the people at Jones's Bluff basically visually confirmed who he is, and we have captured several of his cultists. And they're in among the city.
And it is definitely a helm.
As far as we're aware, yeah. It's hard to tell, I suppose. Our sheriff...
Like, even if it's not, it's going to... Like, that's a raiding poll. Raiding party snowball.
This was my point.
Our sheriff tragically died recently.
Oh.
He was a member of the cult and leapt to his death when he learnt that things were going sour.
I see.
Of course. Mm. Tell you what, we either have to...
Yeah?
Investigate this thing. If it is a helm, we have to stop him doing this. Or if it is not a helm, then we need to find where the real...
Okay. Well, we should stop it anyway.
Definitely need to put a stop to it.
That's true. Otherwise, it'll snowball, and you'll end up with just thousands of orcs roaming the countryside.
Dad, not all orcs might be bad.
In my experience.
I know in your experience, but
I got good 90% of orcs.
Just saying. You just can't always assume, okay?
You cannot judge a book by its cover, which is something you often do.
I believe I'm a beautiful story, Dad, if only you'd read me.
Why don't you spend less time telling people what to do and more time listening, especially to your daughter? She is in need of... Sorry, sir. Ascarcot. Look,
Ascarcot.
Goodness me.
So he's in Jordan's Bluff.
Jones's Bluff.
Jones's Bluff.
I suggest you head there immediately, to be honest.
Okay, thank you very much.
How far
Lord
away
Michael
it?
Clark at this point pipes up. He seems to have been, like, kind of tracking the conversation that's happening,
Good
but his
on.
Eyes are very, like, bleary. You can tell he's like trying as hard as he can, and maybe there's a moment of clarity that occurs when he says this. Cultists in my city, I'll not stand for it. He turns to you three and says, "You three, hunt them down. The cultists.
We will do our best.
Get them.
We'll do it.
We will do our best."
Terry Burr reaches across and puts a hand on Michael Clark's hand and says, "We will have this."
Okay. Let's ride out, I guess.
Did you have much of this problem with the cultists? What is their zone of influence?
Who do you ask?
I guess Terry Burr. Terry Burr? And
Skarkat.
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 Yes.
Terry Burr looks to Skarkat, seems to be like waiting for him to answer. And Skarkat says, "They were not a very big deal until recently the trouble with Sunson. Then things kind of got a little out of hand, if it were."
Right. I will go with red.
I'll always bet on piss.
I know you.
And blue for me. It's like the colours of your bruise, Jack.
That's Sir Grace?
True, they are my bruise colours, yes.
Sir Grace, you can tell Skarkat is hiding something. Like when he says, "Oh, just recently," it seems very dismissing. He's trying to move the conversation along. And then he follows that up with, "Well, you better get to Jones's Bluff." And you feel like he's trying to push you out of the city.
You're in an awful hurry there, buddy.
Things are moving very quickly for me.
For you?
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, I've got to replace the sheriff.
Yeah.
Perfect. I've got to deal with the refugees.
So this thing in Sunson, you said lots of people died. How many are we talking?
In Sunson?
Yes.
I feel Adam checks his papers.
Goodness.
I feel we should at least inform the king that something is happening in Sunset.
Have you seen the king? Oh, the king. Our king. That's a lord.
Yes. About maybe 15,000?
15,000?
Yes.
And we're just hearing about this now. Have you sent... Have you sent...
A pigeon?
Like... what's like emissary? Is that the word?
A messenger.
A messenger is fine.
Or you sent a pigeon messenger or something to the king.
It's an internal matter.
15,000. I do not think this is internal.
I feel like the king should know.
Skarkat gets very cold now, and he says, "We will handle this. If you want, you can go fetch a helm at my pleasure."
No.
How many scones are left?
9.
I think we'll finish our scones, Skarkat.
I want to intimidate.
I sit down and begin eating the scones very slowly.
Yep.
I sit down a bit too quickly next to Dad and also start eating the scones, and I'm proud to share this moment.
You want to intimidate him?
I'm just going
to
stand and be like,
"What we do is not for your pleasure. What we do is for in service of the king and my... and
our?
Our. And our god."
I flick my tail out from under my cape and just start waving it around.
Like a cat, like when a cat's angry?
Yes.
Skarkat gathers all his papers, stands up, and he says, "Well, I guess we have no further business. Will you be requiring lodging in the castle tonight?"
I look to Sir Grace.
With a mouthful of muffin.
How far away is
the
bluff?
Jones's Bluff? Probably be like 2 days' travel from here.
No, we will not be needing lodging. We'll head off to Jones's Bluff very soon.
Wow, that's good to hear.
Any information you have about Sunson, if you could please give me a copy, I would be very appreciative of that.
I'll have a scribe note something down for you.
Thank you very much.
Provided that you're still here to...
What was that?
Provided that you're still here, that you don't leave before it's done.
Don't worry. How long will that take?
Sounded like a veiled threat. I just say with a mouthful of scone. Sounded like a veiled threat.
Not at all. You have nothing to fear from me.
That's very honest.
It's the cultists that you must fear. They're everywhere.
Can I use divine sense? What's that do? That just
and it detects fiends and undead. So if he's a demon or if he's undead.
Turns out he's a skeleton.
Now detect good and evil.
Clever skin.
What does that do?
That'll tell you someone's alignment. Well... So
God,
you pick good or
alignment.
You pick evil.
Yeah.
And you could detect if someone has that alignment.
All right, can I detect evil?
Under the components section, or the...
It says component. Visual and
verbal
VS.
And a VS?
Yeah.
Yep, so it'll be obvious that you're casting a spell.
I guess not.
Or like, you'd actually be chanting a prayer, rather. They probably wouldn't get angry at it, but they'd know kind of, well... if they have a cursory knowledge of religion, they'd know what you're doing.
Nah.
No? All right. Skarkat and Sir Terry Burr both get up from the table. Terry Burr helps Lord Michael Clark get up as well and helps him out of the room. Skarkat waits for them to leave. And when the door closes, he leans forward and says, I'll get those papers to you.
How long was that going to be?
A couple hours.
Okay.
We wait and have a sit.
Yeah, we'll sit
right
here. We'll discuss.
Here.
That seems quite odd.
Seemed incredibly ominous. Ominous.
It's a bit of five shadowing there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Butler comes out to refresh your drinks. The maid this time. It's this is like maybe 10 minutes have passed. A man, a servant, okay. Comes out and he refreshes your drinks.
Can I, as he goes?
Yeah, he leaves.
Can I purify food and drink?
You can, yeah, you can do that.
I'm just sus.
Fair call. You cast purify food and water over your meal.
Yeah.
As well?
You can't tell whether or not there was any poison.
Of course.
Sort us out. Thank you. Don't end us with poison.
I'll hook you up with a really nice leather.
Oh, shit, yes.
Oh, Miss Grace, you're very kind.
Yeah. Suspicious, the whole thing.
You have some time to have a chat if you'd like.
But also, you know, we can't immediately assume.
Okay.
We need to tell the king, though.
Oh, well, we got to tell the king.
The king's like an uncle to me. I know him. We need to tell him. He would not be happy about this.
The king is not like an uncle to you.
In your head.
Maybe in your head, yes.
With how close I want to be with Dad, the king's like my uncle practically. No, I know him. We need to tell the king.
So,
Dad, we need to tell him.
With messengers, does it work with Pigeon and Raven and all that kind of stuff?
They would have...
Send a raven.
Oh, not pigeons. They'd have ravens, yeah. They have ravens to send. You could also get a message like fire or runner or, you know, like...
Magic?
Via magic
axie.
Sometimes.
That'd be axie though, surely.
Magic would be very, extreme cases.
Okay. Well, I think as soon as we get the papers delivered from...
We'll send a pigeon.
We'll send a
pigeon.
Yeah. We'll send a raven. Just to inform the king.
Bless you.
Thank you. I'm allergic to
Bless you, Dad.
That's okay.
Thank you.
So I think what we need to do is send a pigeon or a raven off to inform them that there's been a death of 1,500 people.
Yeah, we'll make sure to send a raven at
15,000.
15,000.
At the earliest convenience.
Send a raven.
What?
Bless you.
Bless you,
Dad.
There must be some pollen.
I'm still allergic to scots.
We send a raven. Then we need to head down to Jordan's Bluff and investigate whatever is happening there.
Sounds like a plan.
That's a good plan.
Okay.
Where can we send a raven from? Are there like rookeries?
There would be one in the castle. But that'd be the only one in the city. Unless you could find like some wealthy merchants or important lords might have their own personal ones. But...
Like the Leathermakers Guild?
Maybe.
My daughter can get us a free entry to.
You don't know if they could certainly send a runner, but you don't know if they have ravens.
I think... I feel like if we send a raven from the castle, it'll get into... It's their raven.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we can watch them send it off. It's.
I guess. Maybe they'll know it's missing, though. Yeah, that's all I'm thinking. Well,
we can do both.
Yeah, if it's their own raven.
I would send a raven.
To the castle, oh, the raven's gone.
I would send a raven, and I would also send a runner.
I mean, if you want to be thorough.
Let's do both.
What
15,000 lives.
What happened to you, Sir Grace?
Tiffany.
Just a whole bunch.
You can hear sobbing coming from the door to the main hallway has been left open by Oskarkat as he left. And you can hear sobbing coming through it.
I know what sobbing sounds like. I gingerly creep towards the sobbing.
Clip, clop, clip.
I'll get a stealth roll, or I'm going to roll stealth, but Sir Grace and Sir Hector, it's impossible to not notice as she gets up and creeps towards the doorway.
What are you doing?
I just watch her go, it's fine.
I put my tail up to my lips to say shush.
You say, what are you doing loud enough that it kind of negates your efforts to be stealthy. You're at the doorway.
No, I don't. I'm eating scones.
You can see a woman in a hooded veil walking up the walking through the doorway and into the grand hall. Mm-hmm. She's walking straight towards the other end of the grand hall. Behind her are six fancily dressed men acting as pallbearers for a coffin.
Oh,
what is going on?
That's a sad time. Is her hood like my hood?
No, it's like a veil.
Okay.
Draped over
okay.
her head.
Okay. So
it's obviously some woman.
She's
in
not
mourning.
Like me. Okay. I start to cry a little bit myself. My parents died. I gesture with my tail. I beckon the other two forward to come and have a look.
All right. You can go have a look at the procession if you want.
Go have a look.
After the coffin gets in, a bunch of other, like, sort of people in very muted clothing come in. They all look like they're maybe important, not all lords, but certainly, like, maybe you recognize a representative from the Leatherworkers Guild,
oh,
but
Steve.
Some guild members, some merchants. Sorry?
Classic Steve.
Steve. Steve, sure. Bruce, God, the Leatherworkers. They have good names.
They're just walking in a procession through. They get to the other end of the hallway, which has a set of stairs going up to, you know how like a mansion might have stairs going up and then it branches into two paths
yeah.
yes.
to go around either side. They look like they're heading towards that, but actually when they get there, they turn a little bit and go down a set of stairs to what looks like maybe a basement. And the procession starts going into there. There's, in total, maybe 30 people.
Do I know much about, like, the funeral processions of Fairburn Point or of
the
know?
Realm?
You actually, maybe, at some point, Sir Grace, you were at a jousting tourney or something like that. Some
classic
official
times,
event.
Yeah.
And you saw the sigil that is displayed on the coffin. It's the sigil of the Clark family, the lords and ladies of Fairburn Point. Specifically, it is the sigil of their son, Sir Howard Clark.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Oh. Howard Clark was like 18. Well, last, if you sort of judging by when you last saw him, he would be 18 about now. 18, 20.
I begin to weep.
I begin to weep as well.
Why are you? Sir Chris,
Dad, what's wrong?
What is going on?
I wipe Dad's tear with hanky.
Do you know him?
It's the boy. It's the Clark boy, and the dad doesn't know. Clearly, he's.
One of the procession breaks off when he sees you. He approaches you. I'm going to say it's the leather worker representative, Steve. Steve comes up to you. He's got like a round, happy face, but right now it's obviously
sad face.
morose sort of like expression on his face. He steps up to you and says, well, hello there, Tiffany.
I wince a bit.
How are you, what are you doing here?
Oh, well, we came because we were looking for a helm, but we've found so much more. What's happened? What's happened to the boy?
He was killed at Sunson. Did you hear what happened there?
We
did. Heard rumblings. What happened? Do you know what happened exactly?
A lot of people are saying that the gods were angry, but all we really know is some terrible force ripped the ground asunder.
Where's his mother? I ask.
She was leading the procession.
Yeah, of course. I'm an idiot.
Poor
Sorry.
Kate.
All right.
Poor Kate. Yeah.
How's she holding up?
I don't know. I'm not, you know, it's kind of a professional courtesy that I'm
that's
here, really.
Fair. No, and that's fair, Steve. I'm sorry.
The father, I'm assuming, is too...
He's,
yeah.
People in the know not to talk to him.
Understandable. Well, my condolences.
Wow. Yeah. It's not really my loss, but thank you.
How did he die?
He was there when it happened.
Yeah, but like...
Was he crushed or...?
We don't know. There was no body to recover. It's an empty coffin.
How do they know that he's definitely...
Dead.
Well, he was there and he wasn't among the living that survived.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
No, like fair.
It's a fair assumption, I guess. Did the ground open up? Did people fall
into
it?
There's a crater there. I've been to the place. It's unpleasant, to be honest. Bodies everywhere. And when I was there, there was still a bunch of goblins picking among the dead.
Ugh. Classic goblins, isn't it? That's just goblins for you.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. God.
I'm sure some of them
Do you have a place to stay for the night? Or are you staying here, I guess? Are you?
We're
going to head off.
Head off to the bluff.
Oh, okay.
We're
the bluff. Talk about tragedies, I suppose. Do you, have you not heard what happened there?
Yes, a raiding party came through.
Yes.
Hobgoblins.
Led by some fanatic. I don't know his name.
Helm, he's the fellow we're after.
Yeah. Oh.
Well,
somebody was saying that the cults have taken this city. It's real bad.
The Star Seekers.
Is that what they called?
Yeah, some doomsday cult talking about fire and brimstone or whatever.
Okay.
You can see them in the streets, to be honest. They're quite prominent. For some reason, the town guard won't do anything about them.
How do you know a Star Seeker?
The town guard won't do anything.
No, for some reason. I know that Sheriff Mycroft Yates was quite adamant about doing something about it, but nothing ever happened, and then he turned out to, you know, be one of them, I guess. Yeah. So maybe that was why.
How can you tell a Star Seeker by looking at them? Can you?
he like chuckles at first, but then like has a cautious glance over his shoulder and stops chuckling immediately. You'll know them when you see them. Deep, blood-red robes, ranting about the end of the world. They won't shut up about it, to be honest.
Do you think that the gods are in their pockets, maybe?
Well, they certainly were when Mycroft was in charge, I suppose, but
I guess now he's out of the picture. Not so bad.
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know why they're not violent, I guess, in the city. It's only when you get out of the city that it becomes bad. So maybe the guards feel like they don't want them to become violent in the city as
Are they getting ready for Doomsday? Or
they believe
are they...
Doomsday is already happening.
Or like right
they're
now.
They're causing it.
Well, they think that...
Are they doing their duty to perpetuate Doomsday?
It's some weird thing. It's like part they're telling people to kill themselves because it's easier than living through the Doomsday, but they're also like trying to spread the word that the Doomsday is slowly rolling out to the rest of the world.
Right.
Gee whiz.
Well, and Helm, he's the one in charge.
Apparently. I know the leader or whatever like that is convinced some bands of orcs and goblins.
Man.
Okay. So to dismantle the cult, I mean, you cut off the head, and the body will flail. I'm saying it's almost futile.
Oh, yeah. Thank goodness. Yeah, no, absolutely. Huh. Not worth our time.
Well, it is worth our time. I'm just saying it's
people wanted. Are dying, Dad.
I guess.
My parents could have been killed.
You young.
Yeah. When are you leaving?
in a few hours.
Sure. We just need to get a letter written.
We just need to get a couple of information, particularly what is happening in Sunset. Or what happened in Sunset.
Sunset.
My mistake.
Good luck getting any information on that. Not many
somebody's
people survived.
A Skarkit, I think, is bringing us
something. Oh, Lord Skarkit. Yes. Oh, wow.
Nice guy.
Yeah, what he's...
I've never spoken with him personally, but from reputation, he's, well, now it's hard to tell because he's a very busy man, but he was very pleasant.
Oh, all right. Seemed like kind of a dick.
Guessing the stress
of really?
The job.
Yeah. Maybe the stress of the job.
No, that makes sense. Righto, well, this is all very depressing. See you around.
Well, if you need a place to stay, he gives you his address. Oh, he lives in the upper districts.
Oh, thank you.
We have only one extra room, but I'm sure we can find room for all of you if you need be.
It's okay. He's my dad. It's fine.
Yep. Okay.
Steve. Adopted. She's adopted.
That's not really the point. The point I was saying is, like, I'm sure we can find room for all of you, and then you're like, he's my dad. Like, I don't see the connection, to be honest.
I meant we could share a room because they're family, but that's fine.
I just wouldn't assume that sort of stuff in a couple nights.
It's fine, buddy. You just drop
it
on.
Okay.
That's okay. I'm just showing off. He's my dad. It's fine.
All right then. Well,
you taught me. Look, it's my dad, Steve.
He's starting to take steps backwards. I've got a funeral to attend.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Steve, get back. Steve, why'd you stay for so long?
Seems so well informed about that cult as well. I mean, Steve, what if stop. He was... Anyway.
We'll go on the news around town, to be honest.
Yeah, I imagine it's the talk.
Look, all right, Steve's
head back to and wait for
classic Steve flapping them lips.
Skarkit.
Skarkit does not come back, but someone you assume working for him comes back with a stack of papers.
I was going to cast a zone of truth. Bullshit.
He hands them to you, and like Sir Terry Burr, he has this like sort of dreamy, happy expression on his face.
Excuse me, are you all right?
Yes, of course. I'm fantastic.
How
are you?
Similar to Terry Burr. Like Terry Burr, exactly. Wait, like Terry Burr.
Well, you mean the
Sir Terry Burr.
Sir Terry Burr was all dreamy.
Was he? Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Who's dreamy bloody away with the
Grace
dreams?
And T-Funny. Mm-hmm. It's an identical dreamy look. Like, actually, now that you think about it, or actually. Oh, actually, both of you are skilled in magic, so hang God. On.
Oh, no, it's here.
Okay, Tiffany, you're not as skilled at magic as your dear old pa is. But Sir Grace, there are many different ways to magically influence someone's mind, and you fancy this person's mind has been magically addled in some way.
God damn it.
Tiffany, you can tell there's something up with him, like weird about him.
I'd like to stand up. Yeah, what, Tiffany?
Daddy's not right.
Yeah, he's all fucked up in the head.
Was there anything else?
I'd like to stand up, put my arms around him, and be like, his brain's all a mess with magic.
Right. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's fine, buddy. They've taken it. The cult, I'm guessing, is just same thing that the Terry Burr had.
You say the cult or something?
Yeah.
All right, so combat begins.
Oh, God.
Well, you've still got your arm around him.
Halloween.
Do I just headlock Halloween? Him the yep. moment?
Always bet on blood. Oh, piss is there, piss. I was going to be like, always bet on bloody piss.
Purple.
Shouldn't have bet,
it's a better choice
bet on
than
piss?
Bloody piss. I did bet on piss.
You shouldn't have bet on piss.
God.
Oh no.
It's fine. It'll be fine. Don't worry.
Dad?
It's fine. Everyone stay safe. This is what I get for being casual around adventure.
So you've got him in a headlock, arm around him, being like, oh, cult brain.
Cult brain.
And now he's piped up.
Tiffany,
yes.
While your father has an arm around this servant, he says the cult has addled his brain, or whatever that line was. At that specific line, the dreamy expression changes to one of, like, determination, sudden determination. And from nowhere, seemingly, the servant produces a knife. And you can tell he means to stab your father. You're first.
Save me, 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 save me.
I panic and I use my thaumaturgy.
Thaumaturgy?
Thaumaturgy! And my voice booms up to 3 times as loud as normal for
There's
1 minute.
There's a funeral happening in the next room.
There's going to be 2 funerals happening if we don't make them change, okay? Oh.
Do you have a point of inspiration?
Yes.
Yeah,
you
can't get another one.
There's been so many moments I'm like, that would have been a good point of inspiration. But you're already chock full of them.
You are.
I'm just inspiring.
I guess I'm just crap.
Maybe I should...
Yeah,
my voice.
No,
well, you got to point it out to me as well. I don't always notice.
It's all right.
You got to be like, Adam, I'd like a point of inspiration.
Adam,
thanks.
I'll just do my best to impress you.
You'll struggle.
I'll just get
so, what are you doing, sorry?
I make a big booming noise and what was the other language that I know?
You know, common, infernal, and a language called Thieves Can't, sorry. Thieves Can't, which is the language of thieves.
Don't tell a thief what they can and can't
in
do.
In this realm, would infernal language be terrifying?
Probably, yeah.
Would it be feasible that if I started shouting in infernal language, people could assume I was casting some sort of demonic spell?
You could bluff them into thinking that.
Ooh, I bluff them into thinking that. Please.
All right, cool. You know you do have actual spells, right? You don't need to bluff someone to make them know that you're casting.
Daddy!
Who taught you infernal?
I know infernal. I know infernal and abyssal. I know the 2 devil languages.
Why did you teach it to your daughter?
So Hector
it's genetic, I don't know.
So Hector and Sir Grace, Tiffany looks like she's casting a spell.
With very loud...
Oh, wait, no, you both speak infernal.
Yep.
She's like saying...
Let my dad go! Stop being mean!
I had scones.
I'll set my horse on you! His name is Vengeance and he has socks!
That, but it sounds a little like she's trying to cast a spell.
Except I'm
it's
using
got like
my...
a hocus pocus nature to it.
And it sounds really evil and it's also 3 times as loud as normal.
Still using thermotech.
Yes.
That's good.
It's booming. It's terrifying.
It's going to notify
the... He pulls
the
a knife and then a tiefling starts... Oh, I also remove my horse.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Okay, so... This is what's called a luck roll. Basically what happens is I roll a D 100, so 1 to 100. And when I get the result, I ask you highs or lows. And if you guess right, if I rolled high and you guess high or opposite, then you get lucky. Otherwise, you get unlucky. And the further away from it, the more and more unlucky. You've guessed highs. I'm going to show you one of the numbers that I rolled. And you got to tell me whether or not you want me to re-roll or keep it.
I couldn't see.
Did you see it?
So that's a 40. And I guessed highs. Ooh. Re-roll.
Never re-roll. Always re-roll.
Uh-oh.
Or good. Who knows?
Never re-roll with Adam.
Or always re-roll with Adam.
Oh, no.
You do that. Immediately, the door to the fucking, what do you call it, main hallway bursts open and a like, you assume he was maybe late to the funeral, but a knight in full regalia steps in.
Oh, ooh. God.
Oh.
He sees what's happening.
Oh, he's not here to help us.
Oh, I'm scary looking.
Oh, he's gonna get you. Oh, God, I'm in a headlock. I have the other knight in a headlock.
He's not, he's a servant.
You all look at him. He all looks at you. He looks at all of you. All three of you immediately know him as Sir Richard Ware, a knight from where you guys are from, Northern Kander.
Does
I'm
going to
say
us?
He's like, yeah, you're like old hunting buddies. I'm going to say he's old hunting buddies with you. You know him as well, and you probably know him as well. He says,
"No, Sir Richard."
He's like kind of a very pleasant, portly gentleman, like an older knight.
Classic.
But nonetheless, you've seen him swing a club like a mother effer.
Okay, like, do you think he'll be on our side?
As soon as he bursts in, he's like, "Oh ho, a fight!"
Classic Richard. God. I hope he's a werewolf. Richard werewolf.
Dick
Ware.
Dick Ware.
He takes this metal club off his belt
dun, dun.
And wades into the fight.
Shit,
he
yes.
says, "Fear not, Sir Grace."
God, I love Dick Wolf.
Is this guy my uncle? Do I think of this man as an uncle figure or something?
When I imagine you thinking of the king as an uncle, I imagine you telling the other kids at the... At the leather school. They're like, "Where are you from?" You're like, "My dad's a knight. And my king, I see the king all the time."
Because they've been teasing me about my horns.
Yeah, you're...
I'm like, "Well, my dad's actually a knight and I know the king and he's like pretty much my uncle technically." Like, we don't call him that, but like you kind of, yeah.
Kind of is.
Yeah, I mean, I have to call him the king because he's the king. But that's, like, you know, that's because I'm really respectful and I'm a really good lord's daughter.
So.
My dad loves me so much.
God.
I have to be away from him because his love's unbearable.
He loves me too much. He buys me too many presents, so I just have to get away.
I only ever cry from being happy.
These are tears of happiness.
This is joy. This is what joy looks like if you can't tell.
I like to imagine just like a giant grin, just dead eyes. Just, you know, just dead eyes.
You're hurting. You're hurting inside. I'm a bad dad.
Yeah.
But I've lived a complicated life as well. Life is complicated.
Because I'm adopted, my dad lets me have a birthday every month, and it's a really fun time. And you guys weren't adopted, so you wouldn't know. But it's really good, and I'm lucky. And my dad chose me, even though he sent me away.
You got a tiefling daughter?
No.
It's different night.
Just like, yeah, cutting from that to that sort of tavern.
You're the knight with a tiefling daughter. You're
mistaken. Different meme. That's a different person.
Got it wrong.
No, that's the other.
Some other knight.
That's Jaden.
Yeah, you're thinking of Sir Jaden
Whimsy
Bruce,
or something.
Bruce.
Yep, yeah.
I don't know his name. Go away.
It's like a Sir Jaden Gross at another bar elsewhere. He's like,
"Oi! What?" I think he sounds like a half wit. What? Oh dear!
I think it's
what's happening?
Yes.
So Grace, you noticed none of this. Your daughter stands up and looks like she's casting an arcane spell. At first, you go to say something, but no air comes out of your lungs. And you feel two sharp pinpricks in your chest.
Oh,
you look down to see the servant with a dagger just prison shanking you.
Oh, boy. What are you doing?
You have like five holes peppered in your chest, but you can only feel two of them right now.
I can't die, please.
You take 25 points of damage.
Oh, boy.
Okay. This guy's going to die.
I cry.
And you begin to feel woozy.
Oh, no. Has he poisoned me?
That is okay.
Hector, you're sitting down at a table.
Can I get up, draw my sword, and try and disarm him? And by that, I mean cut off his hand.
You're probably at the other side of the table, so you'd either have to go around the table, attack across. So go around the table, don't get to attack this turn. Attack across the table, disadvantage. Get onto the table, athletics check.
That one.
All right.
Yeah, stand in the sconce. Get your
you
foot caught in a
leap
tea kettle.
Up onto the table. The table groans precariously under your weight. But now you have advantage to attack him.
You are like 6'5 or something, aren't you? You're
something
massive.
Ridiculous.
You're very tall.
Imagine like you're 6 foot.
Oh, okay.
And handsome.
And very handsome.
With your greatsword?
Yep. Just like try to attack his hand. Not like non-lethally cut off his hand.
Cauterize the wound with your hot sword. Leave it out in the sun.
Basically,
for a
day. Just trying to disarm him, ideally. Or tackle him.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game
in fifth ed. You cannot disarm unless you have that maneuver.
What?
Really?
Really? Yep. That's dumb as shit.
That's garbage.
So, like, a paladin can't disarm?
You can attack non-lethally to knock him out.
Fifth ed. I was liking you.
Advantages, disadvantages. Hey, it's simpler, but you don't get as many options.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Well, can I try to attack his hand?
You can try to attack him non-lethally.
Yeah, or I'll do that.
If you do very well, maybe.
Yeah, I'll try to attack him non-lethally.
If all you're right. Lucky.
Because, again, he's not in control of himself. He's just magic-brained.
Okay, so you got 2 critical hits, but I'll allow you to trade these 2 critical hits in for taking his sword off him.
Yeah,
his dagger.
Done.
Mad.
You swing down with your greatsword, and... My God. Using the careful precision that only a surgeon with decades of experience has, you are able to, with your gigantic greatsword about as tall as you are, only get his dagger, missing him and missing Sir Grace.
Gee, the kind of thing that you just would never really know how it happened. Suddenly the sword would be back in your hand, like, you'd be holding it, and the dagger's in the ground, and everyone's fine. And you're like, if we had a slow-motion camera, we could see what really happened.
If you had a slow-motion camera, you could see the fly that you guided the sword out of the path of so that you didn't kill it.
There we go. Imagine the guy sitting there, like, looking for blood on him. Like, where am I dead?
Surely that cut off everything.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs? The dagger clatters to his feet. He's disarmed, but it's at his feet. Then it is Grace's turn.
I just punch him in the face, non-lethally. Because anything else I do will kill him.
You
and
miss.
I'm awful good. That's fine. I've been stabbed a bunch.
You can... Oh, wait. You have extra attack. You can attack again.
Yeah, sure.
Forgot. Oh, critical hits.
Okay, hang on, let me just rearrange. Bam!
You swing once, but he ducks underneath the blow. Your second attack catches him square in the jaw.
Mm-hmm.
His head snaps backwards, and you see teeth fly out of his face. His head comes back. It's like that part in the movie where they sock the guy, but then he turns around, and it looks like you haven't hit him.
Except he's missing teeth.
Well, he's missing teeth. But he doesn't seem to have registered the blow. You deal...
How long till I just lie on the ground and accept it? That's the
10
question.
10 points of damage.
Oof. My punch is all right.
Then it is Tiffany's turn.
Could I, in one move, use the mage hand to pick up the sword, the dagger, and stab him in the throat?
Potentially, and that's pretty cool.
No one messes with my dad.
That's real. Oh no! Is it a spectral hand or just like an invisible hand?
It's an invisible hand.
That's real scary.
Yeah,
it becomes invisible for her specifically.
Really?
Usually, it's a visible hand, like a spectral thing.
That's...
But so one is invisible.
You could just convince people that the dagger was alive.
I don't know who did that.
Oh! Just as it stabs him, everyone panic.
Miss Grace, we're trying. He was magic trained. He.
What? I'd allow it, but at a disadvantage. Because your spectral hand is meant for fine tasks, like picking pockets and picking locks, not for attacking with a dagger. It doesn't have strength behind it.
It doesn't need to be strong as long as it gets the right bit.
Well, that's why it's disadvantage.
No, no, no. What if instead of like making it fast, I finesse it and gingerly collect the dagger and poke it in the right hole?
The spell is not designed for this. Okay. Me doing it at a disadvantage is throwing you a bone.
Okay, disadvantage, please.
We just said it so
much. Use your inspiration. I'll give it to you back immediately and we'll make it an even throw.
Yay! Inspiration.
Oh! Oh, be still, my beating heart.
Uh-oh. Maybe.
Do you see? Oh, no, you guys are too far away to see the pumpkin landing on one.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, no.
Oh, and dear Papa is not expecting it as well. There's your sneak attack right there.
Are you stabbing me? Am I getting hit by my daughter?
No.
Yep. It came to life, remember?
I don't even know what's happening.
So, Grace, the dagger leaps off the floor and into
what
your gut.
The fuck?
You take 13 points of damage.
I vomit immediately.
Just like this handsome fucking paladin knight. Come and jump on table, disarming, being like, I am the hero. Then you punching a man, then the knife coming to life, a demon woman vomiting as you get stabbed.
This is the least graceful fight ever. It's amazing.
So Richard Ware chimes in. Oh ho, a magical fight, is it then? Die, vile creature!
What's he
creature.
Been doing?
Sorry?
What's he been doing?
He's been waiting for his turn.
Yeah, he's waiting for his turn, apparently.
Bloody Richard Ware.
What the fuck is going on? This is very peculiar.
We'll end up killing this knight out of panic.
It's not a knight, it's a servant.
It's a servant.
It's a servant.
So
man.
Richard Ware does not swing to wound. He is fighting
Richard.
To the death.
So oh.
He deals 8 points of damage to the assassin.
So
just me and this guy going to die.
Dick Ware, please don't.
Dick Wolf, come on,
Dick
man.
Wolf, it is fine.
I scream through tears as I splutter vomit. Do it, Richard. Make him dead.
My God.
Ho, ho! The lady's right!
No, no, it is... We need him...
Fuck, Richard's great. We got a lot of time for Richard.
The assassin grabs the dagger wedged in your chest and continues.
Gut! No. Gut! It was my gut. I mean, it's much
it
of a muchness,
gut.
But it's my gut.
It was gut. You said gut.
Oh, no. I'm in for it. I'm gonna cough it bad. Fine, I'm not going to die. I get 75 hit points. 78 hit points.
You had 78. You have 40 now.
That's like heaps. That's like so much. How many have you got, you garbage wizards?
78.
48.
Well.
You take 17 points of damage.
What's going on? Why are you getting as good as I'm getting? That's not fair.
You take 17 points of damage?
Oh, hang on. Hellish rebuke.
All right.
I'll set him on fire.
Can I ask, does that have a saving throw involved there?
You point your finger and the creature that damaged you is momentarily surrounded by hellish flames. The creature must make a dex saving throw. It takes 2d10 damage on a failed save, or half as much, and a damage is successful.
2d10?
All right. I said that very well.
Oh. From your finger, a gigantic ball of fire springs forth and leaps towards this assassin.
What are you doing?
The spell, however, is being fired at point-blank range, so he doesn't need to dodge very far to only catch some of the heat of the fire, and that's it.
That's
he
fine.
Takes 1 point of damage.
Oh, God. Oh,
everybody,
God.
Calm down. This man has been magically addled brain.
Hector. He's got the dagger in his hands.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on? God
Your
damn it.
Amazing surgical removement.
Two critical surgical. Hits. This fight could be over.
Again, I'm going to try to disarm him again, but basically the non-lethal damage.
Non-lethal attack.
With my greatsword.
You still have advantage.
Everybody's... show some... Show some compassion.
I want that point of inspiration, Adam.
Get your inspiration.
Get your inspiration. You're fine.
Show some compassion. The man has been crazy-brained. Everyone calm the fuck down. He's clearly been culted.
You deal 8 points of damage, but instead of, like, slashing him with the blade, you clobber him with the flat part of your sword. He only takes 4 points of that damage. He rolls with the blow.
Mm. Fair enough.
Almost like he has a special ability.
Goodness gracious me.
This is quite an arms of her dar moment.
He takes no damage. Well, he definitely dodges your attack completely.
Fucking
what
whiz.
Is going on here?
Your turn.
I'm lawful good. So I feel like killing him is probably not my aim, but also I might die. I'll punch him again. Non-lethal.
Right. Do you have any, like stop spells?
I have Fog Cloud.
Oh, that'll be very useless.
You sock him once, dealing 5 points of damage.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'll use my action surge. Let's give him the 1, 2, 3. It's good to be back to punching. I feel like I haven't punched in a D&D game in so long. Too long.
I've got command. I'm a dickhead.
Yep.
Bang, 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 bang. You ever seen in the Arkham Knight series that one move that Batman has where he slowly starts punching an enemy, but then, yeah, it's like...
Yeah, gotten him good.
Yeah, it's like a steam train slowly rolling out of the station. It's just one punch, two punch, three punch, but then it's like bang, 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 bang. You're just clobbering this poor person. In total, you do 15 points of damage across your 4 attacks.
Got him. Except I didn't, because he's still alive.
Then it is Tiffany's turn.
Does magic lightning work the same as regular lightning? So, like, if I used, if I lightninged the assassin, would there be a chance that Dad would cop some as well?
Which spell is it?
I've got Witch Bolt and Thunder Wave.
Thunder Wave will hit literally everyone.
Yeah, so not that.
Except you.
Hey,
Witch Bolt will only hit one enemy. It's Witch Bolt, to get the right image in your mind, is like in Return of the Jedi, where fuckface. Darth
Emperor?
Sidious? The Emperor.
Yep.
Is like, and our young Jedi.
Absolute power.
You will die. And then it's electricity that jumps from your hands to an enemy. It's only
lightning.
One enemy, though, so there's no chance.
It's basically, force lightning.
Yeah, force lightning.
Also, you are like an arcane trickster, so you can just stab a cunt.
That's also an option.
Ooh.
You'd get sneak attack if you did.
Yes, nice stabbing.
If that is a new thing, so it's like you can use like a stab weapon.
Okay. Yeah.
Just giving you some options.
I pop a cheeky stab.
Shiv him. Give him one of the
Would you like
same
to draw
thing.
Your rapier or your dagger?
My dagger, because that's what he's been using on Dad.
That's some sweet revenge.
Yeah, my horse's name is Vengeance.
I hope you say that in Abyssal as you stab.
My horse's name is Vengeance!
It's like... We all understand that.
I think I yelled that at the start with my infernal language.
At the end of Sir Grace's punch again, this servant is like staggering on his feet. You... take a step on a chair and leap off the chair onto this guy's back, and you start stabbing into the back of his neck.
What
you
are
deal
you doing?
18 points of damage to him.
Woo! Yeah! Here. No one messes with my dad!
Everybody come.
So Michael Ware chimes in, Father!
He knows.
I didn't know you had it in you! Slaps you in the chest.
Okay.
Which probably...
You, like, threw your coughing up light, just like, adopted.
She's adopted.
All right. Speaking of Sir Richard Ware, it's his turn. He wades in. Well, I can't let the girl have all the fun.
Can he come with us? Can he be my uncle? I like him.
He seems like uncle material.
Unky Ware? Yeah.
He goes,
Unky Ware! Shit, yes.
10, 16...
Oh, gosh. Unky Ware.
Spunky Unky Ware.
22 points of damage.
Hunky Unky Ware.
Hunky. My goodness. We got him. That's a successful murder on our part.
Swinging his club, Billy Club, around like it ain't no thing, he batters the assassin servant, whatever you want to call him now, around the head. Well, probably not a servant. This person fights way too well to be any regular servant.
Okay.
Servant, so we're going to call him the statistics I gave him, assassin.
Right on.
Around the, I head a bunch, and then when the assassin is like staring up at the billy club, so Michael Ware just socks him one in the gut with his fist.
Unky Ware.
I agree.
Then it is his turn. He turns his attention to Michael Ware.
Oh, thank God.
Simply because he just can't get to you anymore.
Richard Ware?
Richard Ware, sorry.
What did I call him?
Michael Ware. Michael Ware, fucking Richard. War photographer. Richard Ware is his name.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Dick Ware. Although Ware meant man, didn't it? Is he Dick Man?
He's a werewolf. Uncle Dick Man.
It's a man.
It's a classic Ware. It's a classic Dick Man.
The assassin tries to stab Sir Ware. So Ware, with a sweep of his hand, knocks the dagger away, saying,
"Ho ho,
ho ho! Can't catch me there, fat boy."
So he can disarm. Bullshit.
No, he doesn't knock it away. Like turns it away from him.
Deflect.
Yeah, deflects the blow.
Yeah, gotcha.
Hector.
Right. Again, try to be. How is the assassin looking? Is he looking a bit worse for Ware?
On his last legs. He's still got that sort of dreamy expression on his face, but you can tell from the way that he's standing, he's not going to be standing much longer.
I'm going to non-lethal again with the greatsword. Just trying to be like... And telling everyone, like, stop trying to kill him.
This bloody piss, baby.
With a tremendous one... with a single tremendous blow right on the top of his head, the assassin topples over.
Everybody,
and lies quiet.
Calm down. Calm down. Oh. I go in.
Who was he?
An assassin, probably.
An assassin?
Yep. That's the one, Richard.
Nice to meet you here, Richard. One second, let me attend to my friend. I want to cast Healing Hands on this bugalug.
Thank you. All right, so how much do you want to heal him?
What's a Healing Hands? The one per long rest.
The one that you get from being a druid, a paladin, or the one you get from being a...
Asmia.
Asmia?
God
Asmia.
Boy.
Not
one from
much.
Being a god boy. I'll do both then. Fuck it. 30 points. And then whatever else.
Thank you for healing me up. I'm in a bad way.
I'm happy. I silently wipe the vomit off of my face and sort of flick what's on my robe away.
It's fine. Dad's alive. I'm okay. So this was just a servant.
It's like, first thing is first.
Equal to your level, so 6 hit points.
All right, so 36.
36 in total.
Also, can I see if he's, poisoned.
Oh, yeah. Well, woozy for a bit. Let's not forget the wooze.
Before, Sir Richard, could you please make sure that the...
Please call me Dick.
Dick.
Yeah, Dick Man.
Dick Man. Dick Wears.
Let's not call me Dick Man. Those are nuts. You are rapscallion.
Dick, could you just do us a favor and make sure that this assassin is, can't escape?
He sits on him.
Oh, yeah.
Can I...
Medicine.
Medicine him?
Here's the check you want to make. Mm-hmm. You can tell that the dagger was poisoned, but Sir Grace has thankfully thrown off the effects of the poison.
All right, then.
Mad.
That's good.
Okay, first thing is first.
What? Dad, are you okay?
Is everybody okay?
You did good, Tiffany. Thanks for the...
That you did. I've never seen a woman fight with such ferocity, except my wife.
Okay, Richard.
I dry reach at the memory of stabbing my dad, but no one knows. I keep it in.
I'll never know, and that's the best. Yeah, we got him.
Okay. Everybody, just take a breath. What is going on here?
I'm assuming that he's been mind-fuckled by the... cult. I'd like to bend down on the servant that our good friend Dickman is sitting on and just rifle through his pockets. Yeah.
Do I know anything about biting on a pill to kill yourself?
Probably not.
Our cyanide pill's a thing in D&D, or is it a small gem? You eat it and just
there are cyanide head. Pills, but you probably wouldn't know about them. They're an obscure thing.
Then I won't check.
If I know my stuff, he should have some kind of sigil on him or a note.
All right.
Start searching through him.
It's inspecting.
You find he's two things that might be of interest to you. Some gold.
Mad.
You find 2 gold pieces. Do you take them?
No. I'm lawful good. I'm not a thief.
Damn. Yeah.
Were they cursed?
No. I just thought it'd be funny. And a necklace. The necklace features a wood carving of two figures, humanoid figures, intertwined. It looks like they could be making love or trying to strangle each other. It's actually hard to tell. And you think that the carving is purposely made that way, that it's hard to tell.
Do I know where it's from? Can I make a knowledge
religion?
Necklaces?
No.
You can I make a knowledge religion?
You've probably, I guess you've heard of the Star Secret cult before, just in passing.
Oh, right.
Yes. Maybe this sigil, or this sigil, this necklace jogs your memory. It's something that you know is associated with them.
It's the Star Killers.
Oh, no, not the Star Killers. Star Seekers.
Yeah.
It is the sigil of the Star Seekers. So I'm guessing he was cult heavy, which means that there is, I would like to speak to the Escargo man.
Escarket.
I would like to speak to Escarket.
Mr. Snail.
Dick, what are you doing here?
I was here for the funeral.
You were late.
Did you make it?
I knew the boy. Yes, I was late.
Do you know what has happened in Sunsen?
Yes, I've heard.
Not
do you know any more information?
Terrible just, stuff, I suppose. Sorry?
Do you know any more information? They just said it was an attack of a god.
Well, you know, that's what the locals, I guess, will tell you. I suppose it was some sort of magic, to be honest. Only magic could do stuff like that. People I don't think a god would.
People have told us that a helm was like part of the cult, yeah?
A helm was around Sunsen at the time, okay, you know, so from Ascarcus.
That's all we know? Okay.
Yeah.
So would it be outside the realm of possibility that this a helm that we're trying to, firstly, was trying to acquire, maybe he was part of the attack?
Potentially, I guess. Bloody sus of everyone, though, tell you what.
Yeah. And I mean, if that was a member of the cult, then the cult's just not just brainwashing to use other people. Are they just building an army?
It seems like it, which is weird because, like, you'd think that they'd want them to kill themselves, but, like, this one's a servant.
Yeah, if they're about doomsday, I don't know what good an army's going to do.
Here's a thought. How are they making all these necklaces?
Yeah. I'll have my guild friends.
The workers will know this woodwork.
All guilds are friends with each other, Adam.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Can we... Okay.
There would actually be inter-guild politics. Let's find out. Highs or lows? Are the woodworker and leatherworker guilds friends? Highs? I'm going to give you a chance to change that to lows if you want.
Can you tell me what I got?
No.
Nice try.
Good try, though.
I wouldn't if I was you, but he would. So what? I don't know.
Always about rolling the bones, seeing what's coming next.
Okay.
So it's all about reading
it to
Adam.
Lows or keep it as highs.
You got to wonder what Adam wants.
that's the question.
Keep it as highs. That's the face you make when you want to not make a face. You do that on purpose a lot. You want to not be known.
I do it on purpose a lot. How well do you know me?
Very well. Some might say intimately.
So keeping it as highs?
Yeah.
Because you don't know me that well.
Gotcha. That's a shame. That works out.
I got a hot 14. The leatherworker and the woodworking guilds are not speaking to each other because of a trade dispute.
God damn it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, can I... I know about...
Like Star Wars, this fucking story is going to fucking derail because of a trade dispute.
Anakin.
Sorry?
Do I know much about woodwork?
Not really, no.
Do I know enough to use the tools that we have in common with leatherworking and bluff?
You're not ignorant of woodworking. You know how to carve something, but I feel like you guys might be focusing on something that is irrelevant to the story.
More than elvish, I want to say noble.
You're going to be like 35, 36 years old.
Yeah.
From the
bark
of a...
Elm. Bark of an elm.
That's an elm. 100%. Check it. Elm.
Check that out.
That's an elm.
All you're able to tell from the carving is that it's made of a tree called ironwood, which exists somewhere around this region, but mostly kind of up north and to the west. But you know, you can still find them around here. Other than that, the carving isn't amazing. It was either made in a hurry or made by someone who just didn't know too much about carving.
Okay, that's definitely not guild work then.
No,
yeah.
I know we've got that trade dispute, but They're solid work. I'll give them that.
Is it possible to... is there a, like a call for a servant or something like that? Or call for like a...
You could probably do that, yeah. Stick your head out into the main hallway.
Yeah, and just be like, I would like to speak to... can someone try and get a Scargot here?
You have to yell.
Yep.
Because there's no one immediately in the area. But eventually a maid comes over to talk to you. You ask for a Scargot, yes. And she goes off to fetch him.
Something
for you.
Dreadful has happened.
She nods. Would you like the town guard?
Not yet.
That's not.
No.
All right. She heads off.
So.
Yeah, all right. She doesn't look into the room.
So.
I like him.
Can we, I want to bind the assassin to a chair. All
right. Michael Ware helps you with that as well. Richard Ware. I'm changing his name.
Dick.
Michael Ware.
Dick.
Oh, but then it's no, Dick.
Dick.
Dick
Ware. Dick Ware. Dick Ware. Dick Ware. Dick Ware.
I like that we all knew to stop at the same time.
Fine. It's Richard Ware.
Yes.
Unky Dick Ware.
Unky Dick Ware.
Unky Dick Ware. I've got to put Unky in front of his name. While we got a second, I'd like to be like, this is all well and good, trying to root out the corruption of Fairburn Point.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. But.
Yes.
It's not really what we came here to do.
I understand. But.
Yeah.
Daddy tried to kill you. This didn't
I, st- I know. I
like,
was
it
there.
Is fine that we don't have I to remember. Do this. I understand. But no, he I mean, did what get I'm... stabbed. He attacked the Knight of the Realm.
Whatever. I'll sit back in my chair. No. Just know.
Yes.
That there's like a million other things we could be doing right now. We're not going to solve this problem.
I know that we're not going to solve
I
this
sit back
problem.
In my chair.
But he attacked a knight of the realm.
Yeah. Oh, hey, man, if your honor is that important, that's fine.
We're going to be in the area for finding a helm.
Yeah.
We're going to be there.
Like we are going to...
You're afraid of a bit of adventure?
No, I just, you know, like we got one adventure. Dick, why are we trying to get two on a plate?
Yeah, did you
please just call
Dick.
Me Dick?
Dick.
Unky Dick.
You must have. I mean, I've heard of both you and Sir Grace's exploits when I was growing up. Yeah. Was he always like this?
You're real candid bringing this up in front of my daughter and a good friend. Just letting you know.
I've seen.
If you're good friends, you're my uncle.
How could I say no to my favorite niece?
Hey! Oh, man, Adam, I can see your face.
Oh, like, yeah!
Am I going to break a good friend's heart today?
my eyes well, but I quickly look up.
it
is fine.
He's always been a bit of a stick in the mud, but I guess maybe in recent years he's gotten a little worse.
Fair enough.
And you're still young. You know, what are you, 20?
26.
Yeah, well.
I'm 20. Hi.
Hi.
I want to give him a look.
I want to give him a look back, like,
what are you doing? Escarcid comes through the door with flanked by city guard. There's maybe 10 in total. They all, like, start, you know, they approach you with weapons drawn. Escarcid says, what's the meaning of this?
He attacked me.
Your servant seems to be a member of a cult who tried to kill a knight of the realm.
I was pointing out that he's in a cult, clearly, and then he attacked me with a knife.
Escarcid turns his cold gaze down upon the servant on the floor and says, is this true? The servant, with his dreamy expression, says in a faraway voice, yes, I tried to kill them.
Yep, there it is.
He offended my god. What sinister forces lurk behind this assassin? Find out next time on The Search for a Helm, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you'll find us at SansPants Radio. Or you can find us individually. I'm at All Dogs Are Dead.
I'm at Retro Archetype.
I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
And I'm at Jackson B. Bailey.
And if you want to hear our other shows, head to sanspantsradio.com and you'll find all of our content there. There's heaps. And if you'd like to support us, head to sanspantsplus.com. See you later, dickheads.
Don't call them dickheads.
Nah.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Digital Audio wirkt, weil dieser Moment dir gehört. Kein Scrollen, kein Wegklicken. Nur du und meine Stimme. Ermöglicht durch KI. Echt durch Nähe. Genau diese Nähe lässt Marken im richtigen Moment ankommen. Beim Kaffee am Morgen, unterwegs oder einfach beim Durchatmen.
Digital Audio. Näher geht nicht.